it's all French colony, we speak French, but the majority of this population that they speak Creole, it's not French. So that's, I don't know if I have to talk about the champion, but I got a chance, you know, with the help of partners in health or sister organization based in Boston to participate to this really nice, really important conference about the woman and deliver. And this afternoon, I'm planning, you know, to just show what we are doing in Plateau Central for the last 5 years. But I've been working to the Plateau Central in Haiti for more than 15 years. So what I heard at the Woman and Deliver, it's really nice phrase about woman always deliver. And they were saying that's the time for the world to deliver for women. And I really like this phrase. I don't know how to translate that in French, and I would like to do that. So that's the reason I put on No Woman Should Die, Giving Life. Thanks. Haiti right now, the solution is really hard. As you know, it's one of the poorest Western hemisphere, part of this country, really poor. So the population right now is around 8 million. You know, we're sharing this island in the west east coast with the Dominican Republic. And Dominican Republic, it's between 9 and 10 million people today. So between 1970 and 1975, the maternal mortality rate in Haiti was around 1,000. You know, for 100,000 living birth. So during the same period, the maternal mortality rate in Bolivia, in Jamaica, was 650 in Bolivia and 120 in Jamaica. So currently in Haiti, complications of pregnancy are the second leading cause of death among women 15-49 after the HIV/AIDS. HIV/AIDS is one of the first leading cause of death among the young adult population, and they want the woman, poor woman in Haiti. Next. The same problem about the numbers, you know, it's really difficult because of the lack of the information system, particularly in the rural area. So nobody knows exactly for sure, but there is different numbers. And I take these numbers, 1,700 deaths, you know, from the UNFPA, and the AMIUS-4, it's the like the DHS, you know, in the States, that's 2,900 Haitian women die each year following complication of pregnancy and childbirth. 48,000 to 87,000 Haitian women and girls suffer disability resulting from complication of pregnancy and childbirth. And again, the last report that we call the AMIUS-4 in Haiti show this number, you know, is higher than 538 for now. We think the AMIUS-4 published the maternal mortality rate in Haiti to around more than 600 for 100,000 living birth. Just to show you the living condition of this population, and I wonder when pregnant woman is in labor during the night. There is no electricity, access to the road is difficult, you know. There is no way to come down to the healthcare center without a lot of men coming on the street. So it's really, really, really big, big challenge for this kind of program. It's really difficult. We are located in the center of Haiti, what we call the department. Haiti is subdivided in 9 departments. The Plateau Central is one of these departments. It's 500,000 of population. I don't know how can I say that. It's 12 communes. The communes like maybe county in the States. Each of these communes is one between 40,000 and 60,000. So our catchment area is Zamila Santé. Zamila Santé is a Creole word. So the translation is partners in health. Is one 6 commune. Each of these communes is 40,000 and 60,000 population. So the population of reproductive age, it's like the same we saw in all of this, about 25%. three, four years ago, we received this money from the Global Fund. So what we will say is to use this money like, in Creole we say, shual bata, it's like horse. How do you say that? It's horse, use yours, you know, for the war, for the battle. So we use this money for integrate our reproductive health care program, like prenatal care, deliveries, and we add something to the family planning program. So we renovate all of our, when I say all of our, it's the public health infrastructure in terms of renovation and physical, and we bring more human resources and equipment and materials. That's one of the places we renovate for the last 4 years. It's this place is named Bukankari. It's really, really one of the remote area in the Plateau Central Haiti. Really, really rural. Living around maybe 40,000-45,000 people living there. Next. What I heard this morning, it's about the birth facility centers. You know, this picture you saw before, it's a healthcare center, you know, where we provide any kind of primary healthcare services. And at the same place, you have three rooms. One of the room you use it for labor. It's not really facility birth center. Maybe that's not the first time I heard of that, but it's not realistic in Haiti to get this kind of birth facility health center in some rural village, because it's going to be not only infrastructure, but it's electricity, it's human resources. We have right now, I want to program 15 midwife nurses. Again, there is a lot of confusion about, you know, this. Only this morning, I tried to understand what they call midwife or midwife nurses, TBA, matrons. The midwife nurses we have in our program, they are already what we call in this state, the RN. And after the graduation of the School of Nursing, they have to go back to the School of Midwife Nurse for 12, 18 months to become a midwife nurse. So right now we have 15. We try to put one or two in each commune. The commune is the place you have around 40 and 60,000 people. And for all of the plateau central in Haiti, 500,000 people, we have only 5 OBGYN. And anesthesis, it's always difficult, you know, to try to hire someone from the capital city in Port-au-Prince, like an anesthesist, to work in the rural area. Well, right now, we have 4 nurses, they have been training to do the anesthesiologist. And actually, we have a training school with the, they call that, it's Doctors Without Borders, it's MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières. It's a good training. That's the same kind of human resources you use for more than 6 years in our program. But then this year, they will be really certified by the Ministry of Health in Haiti. Next. Just to show you, you know, the kind of facility what we have in terms of services for emergency obstetrical complications. Next. Communication is really, really key, because in the remote area, in the village, really difficult access to the communication. But fortunately, with this technology we use, the high-speed internet access, high-speed satellite, and we use email, you know, to send a definite message to the sites we can receive for emergency complication obstetrical. We have 3 sites that we can offer services for emergency obstetrical complication. So it's only one ambulance for the entire Plateau Central, 500,000 people, only one. And fortunately, cell phone is accessible in some site. And prevention of stock out of drugs, stockage is really, really one of the important key one of program. We use the generic drugs coming from the IDA with a backup support from our sister organization based in Boston. And each site, we have to put a dish satellite. Again, when the weather is bad, it's in terms of communication, is really difficult. But for now, we relied on the system in terms of communication in the Plateau Central Haiti and drug procurement. And I heard about this sulfate magnesium, really, really one of the drug of choice, really good in terms of treating eclampsia. Even we know the treatment of the eclampsia is the delivery, but sulfate magnesium, and I can say we reduce, you know, significantly the number of deaths due to the eclampsia and the preeclampsia with this drug. And it's prenatal care, the entry door, and deliveries and family planning. Prenatal care, it's many patients attend for a visit. And they have access to the routine lab at the first visit, and a select lab performing again in the third trimester. We screen and treat for STIs and notification of partners, with nutritional supplementation closely monitored, and vaccination for tetanus toxoid, again neonatal tetanus, and HIV counseling. PMTCT, it's one of our pillar in our program, and prevalence rate in the rural area right now, we think it's around 1.4%. Only last year we screened around 12,000 pregnant women in our program. The midwife nurse, they can perform basic ultrasound. Because in a place like this, you have one or two OB-GYN running in this place too. Unfortunately, family planning is not good, and we think that's a missing opportunity, because we see a lot of pregnant women at the prenatal care. It's 34% in terms of cover, fertility rate 4.4. At the same time, you know, you have all of this burden, one, the maternal mortality, and a lot of children. But we provide the condom, pills, depo is the method preferred. It's the preferred method. IUD sometimes available, it's not working well. On tubal ligation offer at the surgical site, we call where we receive the emergency complication. And vasectomy, it's nothing, need to be addressed. I'm an OB-GYN, I don't know exactly how to do a vasectomy. But we use some general surgeon, you know, to do some vasectomy, but really, really, that's one of the issues in terms of challenge. Community health workers, a large network, more than 150 between, we call them agent santé, health agent, and women agent, agent femme, working in this community, and for education, awareness, one of this population, they are living directly in each village, 1,500 or 2,000 people are living in this village. Next. Again, the same thing about skilled birth attendants from the WHO, they take out, when I say take out, it's again a lot of confusion about the skilled birth attendant. All of these public health centers in Haiti have been warning before we get to this place by nurse auxiliaries. All of these deliveries, they have been done by nurse auxiliaries. So, and it's not realistic, you know, to take them out of the system, but they continue to do deliveries. In our site, we receive every year, because the School of Medicine in Haiti is free. Every year they ask the physician and nurses to go to dispatch in different places in the village, in the rural area, so they know how to do the delivery. They help the women's health staff to do deliveries in each of these sites, like it's one between 30 and 40 deliveries a month. The traditional birth attendant, what we call matrons, I don't know, there's no way, because it's 15 midwife nurses, 5 OB-GYN for 500,000 of population. So the midwife, the traditional birth attendant, the matron, are still part of the game. Even we try definitely to bring them to the healthcare center, try to educate them, provide them any kind of kit in terms of birth cleaning. So the traditional birth attendant, they are still in part of our group. Even we know in terms of reducing maternal mortality, the matrons, you know, they are not, but it's the way you see the situation, you know, they are not doing a job to reduce the maternal mortality rate. So for now, there is no way to take them out on this system because we don't have enough human resources. Thanks. That's a kind of training. They receive some kits for birth cleaning. This kind of training are provided by the midwife nurses and on the direction of the Ministry of Health, and a curriculum for 6 months teach them, you know, and mostly we try to encourage them to refer the patient to the healthcare center. Emergency obstetrical complications are really important. There is no way to address the maternal mortality without, you know, some place to do a C-section. There is no way. So, and we have right now 3 sites available to do a C-section, can perform a C-section. And normally all of our healthcare center, they put one site, but all of our healthcare center, they open 24/7 days, you know, to receive a patient. So blood bank is available in one site, and surgical equipment, supplies, and medication provide to IDA with a backup help with our sister organization based in Boston Rose Partners in Health. That's one of the places to show you our level of standard in terms of addressing emergency obstetrical complications. Community mobilization, really important, one or health, agent farm, agent santé, and there is a different groups, we call them Mother's Club, Father's Club, Family Planning Group, and each month, the matrons, they come together to the clinic and bring reports, you know, how many babies there have been deliveries, how many deaths, thanks, one monthly report we receive from the matrons, and we gather around for some celebration like the International Women's Day, March 8th, and Mother's Day. Next. Community mobilization, we go to the village to do mobile screening 4 times a week, you know, with this population, and we bring any kind of medicine, and a nurse, a physician are doing mobile clinic regularly each month. All care is free of charge because there is no way. They are really poor, they cannot pay. So, and sometimes we have to give some money for transportation. Monitoring and evaluation, it's a monthly reporting by the midwife in all sites. We receive the report monthly from the health community-based workers. And ongoing training, and we collect as we can data on electronic file medical record. And we can put all of this information offline, and online we can grab all of the data in all of those sites, and protocol and treatment algorithms in all of facilities. Challenge, priorities, so that's a lot. Extreme poverty in Haiti right now. 60% of this population are illiterate. Insufficient infrastructure, address the gender inequity, on a very, very, very remote area, really difficult access to the road. For this moment, it's the rainy season in Haiti, it's mudslides everywhere, it's really difficult. And as I told you before, it's only one ambulance for the entire Plateau Central. Unsafe abortion is still illegal in our constitution in Haiti, but at the same time, you have a lot of unskilled providers, we call charlatans, doing extort the patient to not take money and to provide abortion, but we are not providing any abortion, you know, in our program. So when we receive a patient with an incomplete abortion, we finish this abortion. But they use a lot of herbal medicine or misoprostol on the black market. So there is a lot of discussion saying why not to build some waiting home, you know, for the high-risk pregnant women. We start some discussion and I try to give some incentive to the matron for referral, you know, to bring more pregnant women to the clinic, reinforce of quality of care. and expand nurse midwife involvement in the community, because when you have only one midwife to the health facility, healthcare center, it's really difficult for her, you know, to go to the community, to do education and provide care. And again, the same thing about funding. They are talking about repositioning family planning plan. All of this money go to the HIV/AIDS program. In conclusion, we'll say structural solution for the improvement of maternal care involved, investment in trained human resources, infrastructure and equipment for comprehensive emergency obstetric care, inclusion and education of traditional birth attendants, community mobilization, and all of the service should be free when you are working in really in a poor area like the rural village in Haiti. Thank you.